From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The number of Christmas trees for sale in Missouri might be trimmed a little tighter this holiday season, and that's because of a shortage of trees. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on the changing number of trees in the St. Louis area.
The number of Christmas trees harvested in Missouri has declined significantly since 2002, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. Missouri Christmas Tree Association President Steve Meyer says the decline in harvested trees is due to difficult growing conditions and the amount of time it takes to grow the trees to a desirable height, a process that can take 8 years. Meyer rejects the term shortage.
What it is it's a less selection available to people. The shortage part sounds like there's not going to be a tree for everybody, but that's not true. Instead of having, I would say 5 to 6 trees to choose from, you're going to have 4 to 5 trees to choose from.
Meyer says the average cost of a tree in Missouri this year will be $30 to $35 if you buy from a local farm. I'm Chad Davis.
Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway says she'll review the director's office in the state's Department of Public Safety at the request of Governor Mike Parson. Parson requested the audit Tuesday. His office said in a statement that an internal review done when a new director took the post in August raised concern about questionable use of taxpayer dollars. The director's office got a fair rating in a 2013 audit. The report outlined problems with documenting working hours for federal and state grants. Missouri Representative Bruce Franks Jr. has released a video he says supports his lawsuit, claiming police officers used excessive force during his arrest at a protest in 2014. Franks was at a protest over the shooting death of 18-year-old Antonio Martin in Berkeley, Missouri, when he says police pepper sprayed and beat him. He sued in December of 2016. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says the sources of the video Franks released on Sunday are unclear, although much of the edited footage appears to be from police body cameras. Officers can be seen and heard discussing using mace and kicking at least one person. Franks says the video shows him being kicked, beaten, and sprayed with tear gas. St. Louis County Sergeant Sean McGuire says the department won't comment because of pending litigation. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says a man in a stolen tractor truck led officers on a chase of about 100 miles before the truck caught fire. The driver tried to flee on foot but was arrested when he became caught on a barbed wire fence. The patrol said in a news release Tuesday that the chase began Saturday in Kansas City and ended in Boonville. Authorities thought the driver was involved in a shooting. The truck reached speeds of up to 73 miles per hour and ran over several tire deflation devices on Interstate 70. The vehicle caught fire near Boonville. The Highway Patrol helicopter directed officers to where the driver fled into a barbed wire fence just north of the interstate. Authorities found a baggie of what they suspect was methamphetamine. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.